Hey, sorry, I'm trying to do some photo stuff while I'm doing a show, and I don't think I can do either one of those that well. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. The number to call in anytime is 833-563-2539. 4th of July holiday week, so everybody's kind of all scattered everywhere. And filling in this morning, helping us out, we got Jules, who does the midday show in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9. So if it's a new voice to you, that's who you're hearing this morning, just helping us out, doing things. And I don't know, like, what you sent me might have been one of the most disturbing pictures I've ever seen.
I'm so sorry. It's disturbing for me, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't show it to my wife. I was afraid to show it to her. It's not really necessarily an inappropriate photo, and you can actually see it. We're going to put it up on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Producer Porkchop is feverishly doing the old people, like, double finger tapping thing right now, trying to post it. But when it's up there, your eyes will be amazed. This is a side-by-side comparison of me and your husband. Now, why is this photo there?
Okay, so this past weekend, we were hanging out at the Ariana Grande show.
Okay, yeah, she was in Indianapolis, Indiana, yeah.
Yes, and so people came up, hey, are you Joe? Are you Joe? No, he's not Joe. And this has happened on multiple occasions.
That is the best compliment ever to your husband. He must be an incredibly handsome man.
It's happened at several events, and it's just like I kind of don't know what to say. I'm just like, no, it's not Joe. Like, Joe's somewhere around here, or he's not even here at all. And they're just really confused and convinced that my husband is Joe.
Really?
Yes, but I'm like, you guys look nothing alike. You guys are both bigger guys with beards. And it's like, are you saying every big guy with a beard looks the same?
I think it is. You're kind of beard typing. I feel bad, though. Does he like the attention or does he not like it? Like, does he ever go like, yeah, I'm Joe, what's going on? Hey.
You know what? He's never said, yeah, I'm Joe, mainly because I'm standing there and that's like really weird. Probably if he were to like go along with it. He's just like, no, and just gets like kind of awkward about it because he's not sure what to say.
See, now we gotta work with him, because now I think people are gonna run into your husband thinking it's me. I'm like, well, Joe is kind of a jerk. He didn't say anything.
Right,
to me.
I don't want anybody to think that. Like, I don't want people to think that, oh, like, Joe's such a jerk. He didn't talk to me at this event. Or I don't want them to think, who's this chick that's like hugging Joe, but it's not Joe. I'm hugging my husband.
See, that is so crazy. The one thing I love about a show is every time we go out there, like, people, I love when they come up and say hi. I ran into a couple of people this past week, and when I on Friday night, I went out with my wife after work to grab some drinks, and they're like, oh my God, are you Joe from the Joe and Alex Show? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Because we love meeting people. Oh, wow. I see the photo. It's up right now on our actual Instagram. This is incredible. And it's like, because we're both wearing sunglasses, we're both wearing hats. My beard's definitely a little bit better than your husband's.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of times when it happens, he's not even wearing a hat, and he has hair. No offense, Joe.
I'm bald.
He has hair, and you're bald. So it's kind of like, you guys have face hair, and that's it. Beards.
Does anybody else have this problem where they get confused for somebody else? Like, not even necessarily a doppelganger, but people, like, do they always stop you? Unless you're some poor girl that's hot, and they just want to strike up a conversation. Like, oh my gosh, are you Susie? Just because some creepy guy wants to hit on you. Poor chap, you ever get stopped? Does anybody ever say that you look like somebody?
When I was younger, everyone used to say I look like the kid from Even Stevens.
Isn't
that, like,
God.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yes.
Do I look like him?
No. And no, no, and no.
Yeah, because he's muscular and attractive, and I'm...
No, poor
I'm
Chop.
I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No.
I'm the Michelin tire guy.
Hold on. Poke his belly real quick. Poke his belly, see if it does anything. Oh my God,
oh, wow,
it worked. This is incredible. Go right now, the photo's posted. I want you to go see if you think that we're long lost brothers or if there's no resemblance at all. You can go see it on our Instagram. It's Joe and Alex Show.